Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And before we go into what the Lord would have me share, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you for every listener. And Lord, as we spend time in your presence, as we allow your word to take deep root in our heart, we're asking, God, that you would let your presence, your anointing, come upon us, strengthen us with might in the inner man, that we may be all that you would have us to be and do all that you would have us to do. Father, I rebuke the work of the enemy that has come against your people. And Father, I thank you that when the enemy does come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. So thank you for this time, Lord. Let your presence be felt in every heart. And Father, open your word to us and help us to walk in ever greater obedience and love in serving you. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to begin by reading a scripture, and I've entitled this message, A Sure Foundation. We're going to cover some very basic things. And, you know, the Lord often quickens. There are sometimes new believers that listen. And for those of us who may have walked with the Lord for many years, even decades, it's good to hear the basics again. And so I want to start by sharing a scripture found in James, where in chapter 1, verse 5, he makes a statement. He's speaking to our hearts, not only the people that he wrote that to, but to all generations of Christians. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. God doesn't rebuke us or upbraid us for our requests, and especially regarding this request, if any lack wisdom, it pleased the Lord that was the first thing that Solomon asked for when he began his reign as king. He didn't ask for riches, for wealth, for a long life, the death of his enemies. He wanted wisdom, and the Lord was pleased with that, and as a result gave him wealth and gave him great reputation and peace throughout his reign. Verse 6 says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And what I would like to share with you is a message, a simple message on prayer. And we need to go to the source of our instruction for prayer. And that, of course, is the Word of God and even the Word of Jesus. You know, many of you have wrestled with the subject of prayer. You may have served the Lord for many, many years, but you've prayed sometimes on a particular request and it seems it hasn't been answered or the answer is delayed. And there's so much more to be learned. Prayer, really, it isn't just making requests. It's a time of interaction and fellowship with God. And in order for the Lord to answer prayer, doesn't it make good sense that we have to learn how to pray right? Remember, even his disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray. They saw him pray, and of course they prayed to their Father, but they wanted to increase in understanding, and that should ever be our desire. And so, in the times in which we're living, the need of knowing how to pray right is the need of the hour. It's something we all need in our lives. And to find the answer, we go to, I trust, a familiar passage found in Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, this is the Lord, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So, obviously, as the disciples witnessed the prayer life of Jesus, his communion with the Father, they needed to know more, and we need to learn to pray as Jesus prayed. He lived a life of prayer. He practiced prayer. The disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And when we pray like Jesus, think about this. He said at various times, I know my Father always hears me. When we pray like Jesus, God will also hear us. God always heard the prayers of Jesus, and we know God is no respecter of persons. He's our elder brother, and we're the children of God. So the foundation that I'd like to share with you will enable anyone to learn the skill of prayer as far as knowing what to do is concerned. To obtain practical experience in prayer, well, what are the ramifications? We need to practice prayer faithfully and regularly. It should be a daily event in our lives, the most important, especially as we begin the day. And this prayer that I just shared with you, the words of Jesus, is a prayer showing us how to learn to pray. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now let's stop right there and think about that. This shows our right relationship to God. How is that so? Because we are children of God by the new birth. And of course, God does hear sinners as well. When they pray and they say, God, make yourself real to me. Lord, I want to be saved. He hears that prayer. And in the Gospel of John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 8, Jesus teaches us about the new birth, that we have to be born again. And Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Galatians 5 and 24 says, And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And in John 15:7, Jesus said, If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And so what were Jesus referring to is a relationship. That right relationship to God means so much. And beloved, that is one of the greatest secrets of answered prayer. If you know that you've turned aside, that you've sinned, that you have grieved the Holy Spirit, then the first thing you do is go to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And so we must desire to maintain a close relationship with God based on His love for us and our love for Him. And then the Lord goes on to say, which art in heaven. Of course, this teaches us that God is in heaven, we are His children on earth, but we are associated with God in heaven itself. And that states the place where God lives, where He dwells. Philippians 3:20 tells us that our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the next phrase says, Hallowed be thy name. This shows us how we are to approach God. Well, hallowed, that means holy, blessed. We come to God, first of all, with worship and adoration and praise. Sometimes we just come to God and, well, there's times of emergency, you know, we'll ask the Lord whatever the great need is, the immediate need. But normally, when we're just setting aside a time to pray, well, then we should come to the Lord with thanksgiving, with worship, with adoration, with praise. And those elements should precede our petitions and go along with them. Philippians 4 and 6 says, Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't stress, don't be worried, And don't be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And all we're doing is simply going through the important phrases of the what we call the Lord's Prayer. Then he says, thy kingdom come. To some of you that you may have heard this kind of teaching before, but it's important that we review it and that even though we've heard it and we know it, are we doing it? That's the real rub there. Thy kingdom come. And when we concentrate and meditate upon that, this puts the interest of God and his kingdom first. This puts the needs of others before our own desires. This is loving our neighbor as ourselves. The kingdom of God and its interest are the chief subjects of prayer. So as we seek to determine and pray for God's will to be done, we can be sure that all of our needs will follow. Then he says in the prayer, thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. And this is an emphatic statement that accepts and agrees with the Father's will in all things. And basically, it's a submission in prayer to the will of God. Yet, there's a faith that refuses to be denied concerning all that is promised as God's will. If we would be more determined in refusing failure in prayer as we are as accepting failure, there would be little failure. Well, we'll continue on this tomorrow. My time has flown away. And as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I love to be able to share God's word with you and the letters that I send out every month and the personal responses to the incoming letters that come in. Whether or not you send an offering is to encourage and inspire and motivate you to be all you can be in God and to receive all that he has for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I do invite you to write and share those needs. And if you email, I ask you to share your mailing address if you'd like a personal letter. Although I will always confirm receipt and pray for your through whatever the message is on your emails. I love you and pray for you every day. I just don't say that. I do it. On my daily walks, I pray for my spiritual family, my UCM partners, my radio family, of course, my natural family as well. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.